Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 46 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. I cannot believe what we just saw.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
oh my God,
we are right next to what was Knievel Fest,
yes.
The most successful wrestling achievement in the modern world. And now it seems that we have an accident. The new Heritage World's Heavyweight Champion is not here. We can't find him. And police are everywhere. And rescue agents.
We've got search boats.
The Minnow 2s down there.
The Minnow 2.
With the Skipper and Gilligan.
Exactly.
We also have lost the Supreme Ruler, which is, I'm not going to lie, maybe not so bad.
Yeah.
But he's gone, and it seems as though that the boss, Ross Perot, could be up on charges of attempted murder, if not manslaughter.
I saw him knock that guy's jaw completely, almost off his head.
Now,
it's detached,
I wish,
but I don't know if he's dead or not.
I feel like you probably shouldn't have said on record that you are a witness to this
assault. Oh, stop.
No, because personally, sir, I saw nothing. I don't even know what they're speaking about. Ross Perot is in a hospital bed somewhere, I thought.
It could have been an impersonator.
Oh, touche, sir.
You know, like, as
but I want the record to reflect, Mr. Ross Perot, if you're listening, that Johnny Zero saw you put your hands on the Supreme Ruler.
Dude, it should be. Somebody needed to knock his ass out.
I can't disagree with that synopsis. But here we are. We're inside a glass case, if you will, a glass case of emotion. We're right next to this fucking insane situation.
Yeah.
It's the Snake Canyon, is that if I'm not correct?
Yes.
And we are doing a wrap-up show from Knievel Fest.
Yes, they still haven't. They still have the Knieveltron up. They still have various suits from different portions of Evil Knievel's
now,
career.
Now, all the people have been evacuated, Johnny.
Yeah. Yes, they have, and they're around on. There's one boat down there, and that's Vicky, who is holding Chinbeard and Neckbeard, the dogs there with you know Beaver and John Ritter in one boat. You've got and Triple B, who's a heel.
Now, as we open up,
he's looking out too.
The glass doors, you can hear the search choppers.
Yeah.
Circling the canyon.
Yeah.
This is definitely a bizarre situation, to say the least.
Yeah, this man, I saw him fall. I guess a Navy SEAL or something would be able to survive a fall like that. I mean,
well, Charles Ingalls, for a transvestite hooker, is very, very powerful.
Stop.
And very adept. No. Now, I wish
this man's the new world's heavyweight champion.
That she didn't spend her day stealing the thunder from Mr. Brady. And I got to tell you, I've been hit with so many requests. Everyone's asking me, you know, is Mr. Brady okay? And he checked in on the official Facebook page. Mr. Brady survived the murder at Snake Canyon, and he's checked in as safe and secure.
You mean is the murder of his career?
No. You had said yourself on this very broadcast that you had witnessed Ross Perot putting his hands on the Supreme Leader and throwing him over the edge and smashing open his skull.
Yeah.
That's attempted murder, and I feel that as though perhaps Mr. Ross Perot could be up on charges. Now, what's upsetting to all of us, our employer is technically the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Sure.
If Ross the Bros is brought up on some kind of charges, he is a billionaire. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. He can afford an attorney, but he'll be gone. He'll be gone for quite some time, and then we don't have a Supreme Ruler, so it kind of leaves a vacuum in the power department. Now, you're a tabloid reporter, so do you feel a need to try and, like, write scandalous things about this?
No, not at all. Look, man, I'm not a tabloid reporter, number one. Number two, I don't know what's going on either. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, there was alligators. There's a man that suplexed a guy so hard with a float over on the rocket that it broke the steel cable. And I think that cable was already shredded by Steve Wilkos when we had to jump out of that chopper.
That's true. That is a definite possibility.
He came close to it.
Very close. There's a rear cylinder that was spinning a propeller on the back of the chopper that I feel definitively could have chopped it. Now,
at least gotten it started.
We haven't even seen Wilkos since that incident. He could have died in a crash. Personally, I hope so, but we have no idea.
Yeah, well he hopes somebody dies in the air.
Well, you just said that you saw the owner of our federation assaulting someone, and you're going to be a witness in court. Again, I want the record to reflect that I, Vexx, witnessed nothing. I saw nothing. I hear nothing.
Anything he can do to bring down Jerry Springer is always very good.
The Supreme Ruler, presumed dead at this time, sir.
What about the gators down in the bottom?
Exactly. It's a scarier deal. Now,
and you got and Tattoo bringing them in.
I think the real tragedy here is that that new belt is gone. Like, it's just vanished with, like, Charles Engel.
He
had no idea where it is.
He slid off of it. He wrapped his arms around his waist, fell, jumped
See,
in, like, did, like, a Navy
He had
Navy
cheated,
jump.
And then he beat Mr. Brady. And
what are you
so
talking
then
about?
He wins the title.
He beat him fair and square twice. I mean, like, he suplexed him, and that's when he got the three count, and that's when, from the thunderous power of Engel's suplex and float over, with the magnetic boot, without, he didn't have magnetic boots.
They were demagnetizing Mr. Brady, that is
true.
Actually, we got to speak the truth between us. Here's our situation in hand. The transvestite hooker, Charlotte Ingalls, had gained so much weight.
Oh, my God.
So much weight while not competing that she was heavy. And then so when she picked up Mr. Brady, who's just like the perfect male specimen. He has like Rick Rude abs and a fantastic chest, you know. So he's like chiseled out of gold. So when he picks up that person, the added weight.
Man can't compete with Charles Ingalls. Are you out of your mind?
The added weight of Charlotte Ingalls and her love handles just like shattered the cable.
I don't know.
And caused damage irreparably to the entire setup.
He won fair and square. And when he that cheated. When that and that X1 motorcycle Sky Cycle, excuse me, as opposed to the X2 fans. Now remember, the X2 is the one that Evel Knievel, if you look closely at the YouTube video, had in the original thing, it had a malfunction at the bottom before it went over. The original idea was for the X1, which was more of a horizontal rocket. That's what he wanted to use. And
you know, I got to tell you, Charlotte Ingalls really likes being horizontal when she's a transvestite hooker. So I agree with that.
Oh, my God. You hear this guy? Don't listen to what he's saying. Look it up on Wikipedia or anywhere. Again, you can't even trust Wikipedia anywhere, really. But
all controlled by the liberal media.
I think yeah.
I got to tell you,
I don't think there's anything liberal about it.
The real story here is that almost capturing the Heritage World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Brady is now going to reprise his role in. He's going to be the iceberg in Titanic 2. He's going to reprise his role as the iceberg. So he's really not concerned with wrestling at this time. He's about to begin filming.
And this is the one he wants to get. This one he's hopefully up for. He's Oscar hopeful.
Well, he won an Oscar for the first one as the iceberg in Titanic 1, which is called Titanic, of course.
Right.
Which launched Leonardo DiCaprio's career, which he's grateful to Mr. Brady for making him a star. Because without Mr. Brady as that person, the iconic iceberg, it would have been impossible to make that film.
Oh my God! Is it possible for someone to win? Has anyone ever in history, just on a side note, won an Oscar playing the same character like twice?
No. So Mr. Brady could be the first to do that. He could be the first because he's going to
be
the ice cube.
That'd be stellar.
The iceberg, if you will, in Titanic 2, which has Ben Stiller attached to be a part of. James Cameron is not involved because it's so
bringing out the heavyweights.
The work that was done by Mr. Brady in Titanic, the original film, you know, nobody wants to touch it, but they're throwing so much money at America's Greatest Actor that perhaps he's going to do that.
Yes.
And I don't know if you'd seen this, but they had interjected him also in A New Hope in Star Wars. They had like a throwaway scene where Jabba the Hutt had come down to like mess with Han Solo by the Millennium Falcon, and there's Mr. Brady. They shoehorned him into like episode four because he is the biggest draw of that entire film franchise.
Oh my God.
So for him to be worrying about this mediocre Heritage Day title, it's not a big deal. And I gotta stress to you again, the only heavyweight champion we have today in wrestling is really the TV champion, who is Mr. Brady.
Well, I mean, we don't know what's going on with the Frontiersman. I know
Charlotte Ingalls is dead. Long live Mr. Brady. That's all that matters.
Listen, Charles Ingalls, Chuck, whatever you want to call him, please don't call him Charlotte.
Charlotte Ingalls, I just said that, yes.
Unless you're referring to Charlotte as being Ric Flair country because he wins so much. But, you know, you did see confirm his being alive in the water.
That is true. I had my official bloody stash binoculars, and he did survive the fall, and he was splashing around like a child, if you will, in the water.
He's like American Crocodile Dundee or something like that. Is that kind
no,
of,
no, because that would be the no, no, not at all.
Well, there's a lot of gators in there, and then I seen Mr. Soprano help Tattoo carry them in the water.
You keep saying that.
Well, and
I gotta tell you,
he's 6'8". He's 350 pounds. Tattoo's only 4 foot.
It is the gentleman from Game of Thrones. I do not believe it is Tattoo. Tattoo is not attached to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. This is a fabrication by a tabloid reporter, Mr. Johnny Zero.
And he had something to do with sabotaging Ross Perot's plane. We have footage of that too. How come? And he was at the original meeting too. How come every single time there's something bad goes on in TV Dad Wrestling, the sport of kings, if you will, sir. The greatest sport in the professional sport in the world. How come there's always something to do with tattoos somewhere, some way. It's always a maybe. Was he there? Was he not there?
Did you ever see a TV series in the late 70s and early 80s on reruns called The Incredible Hulk?
What do you think? Of course.
Oh, you've seen that series with Bruce Banner, Dr. Bruce Banner. Do you remember the reporter who was running around trying to expose The Incredible Hulk the entire time?
Yes.
So there's a theory on the interweb that that reporter was just completely insane, and there was no Incredible Hulk, and he was just chasing a ghost that didn't really exist, you know, because there was no physical proof to prove it.
Hence, Banner was just incredible.
And this, my friend, is kind of about you and tattoo, or it could be like Bigfoot. Bigfoot doesn't exist, but you've decided
the shepherd of the forest.
Tattoo, the shepherd of the forest. You've decided the tattoo is centrally located. Like, do you think that he helped kill JFK? Was he like in Dallas that afternoon as well? Is there everything?
Could be.
Was he a part of 9/11? Like, tell me, Mr. Zero, what did tattoo exactly?
It could
be.
I've seen this slimy bastard. I've seen him do all kinds of stuff. Wouldn't be surprised.
These adjectives, a slimy bastard. Like, Hervé Villaché is a world respected actor.
Oh my God, do you not remember when he tried to come out as like a great Muda ripoff? Who's spitting the green mist into people's eyes.
Which, you got to admit, pretty good gimmick and pretty good wrestler. Like,
let's
be honest.
Yeah. Great Muda's great. He's a former NWA world champion, no doubt about it.
No, I'm talking about the tattoo reprisal. Pretty good stuff. Like, impressive, very agile for a little man.
What was his name?
I'm not the one paranoid chasing around ghosts.
No, man, you said it yourself on one of our earlier episodes.
I'm not saying it didn't exist. I don't remember the name, and that's okay.
Right, fair enough. Well, I know what I've seen. I have direct footage of him. And
you have footage?
Yeah.
Why do you lie?
No,
why
I don't. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you, during the day, and it was daytime. See, the stuff at night, people got to realize that when the main event, that rocket went off, that was at nighttime, at dusk. You know, so when the rocket snapped, Ingles did fall off, but that's only, he fell off with the belt. But he could have slowed. It's possible he could have survived. You know what I mean? You said you saw him down there wrestling the Gators.
No, it's a fact. I cannot deny it. Charlotte Engels did survive the fall. She was alive and well. Now, she can take, like, tremendous amounts of semen into her stomach. So
oh
I feel
my
like
God.
She's predetermined to drink the water and survive the fall and perhaps orally stimulate the crocodiles and try to get away from them.
Well, either way, whatever. I don't know. I don't agree with your synopsis there. But
that's hurtful, sir.
Well, they had to fly these Gators in. Somebody had to help tattoo Brian. I mean, these are big Gators they put in there.
And you just said Tony Soprano did it. Now, we saw Tony Soprano. We should do a
recap.
This is Knievel Fest.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano urinated on Joni Cunningham while she was overdosing and dying in one of the trails.
That's disgusting, dude.
That happened.
That's terrible.
And it was in front of the children. Like, there's so many laws that were broken by the Supreme Ruler during this three-day event.
I know Chachi. You know, that was kind of touching. Chachi showed up, you know. He's pissed. Is she?
She's the confirmed dead. We played End of the Road by Boys to Men. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over, Joni.
I don't want to. I just feel horrible about it. I mean, how many deaths are we going to have in this
world? Well, the world keeps spinning. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just.
The great Bud Bundy was an unfortunate person. Casualty. Passed away.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Joni Cunningham has now passed away.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Now, what I do find. It's stellar and exciting and gratifying from this. We have to do a little bit of a recap, and we have to get away from Charlotte Engels and worrying about her lifestyle and her bad choices. But we have to say, if you remember correctly, the Badger and his brother were supposed to face off against Corporal Punishment.
Yes, the team Corporal Punishment.
And they showed on the giant Knievelatron that the father... Ward Cleaver had assaulted Wally and broken his ankles.
Yes, with
both ankles.
Yes,
and he was unable to participate.
Yes.
Badger faced them alone in the ring
with his chic, headdress on.
Sure,
and just snapped him, came behind him, and just did a side. I mean, just clipped him, man. It was horrible to watch. Wally was coming out there to fight them. Now they would have been outweighed. Power-wise.
I got to tell you, though, you got to figure the Sheik had to be afraid of something if he had to cut down half of the team. Because Badger was holding his own against two tremendous athletes.
Yes.
Like, Ward Cleaver's very, very lanky, but he's very tall.
Yeah.
And then you have Corporal Punishment himself, who's a fantastic monstrosity of a man.
Well, they might, then maybe that'll be a maybe they'll be addressing that later.
And I would like to, frankly speaking,
father,
it was a fantastic part of it.
Father versus son, you know.
Speaking of which, what's going on with the Duke of Chicago situation?
I don't know. I know that Florida was crying and
it's her fault
short circuited the
Was he all right?
Buffalo Butt was the one who called in originally, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
And before the authorities arrived, because we hear they're searching, there's searchlight, there's helicopters, the boats are running. He's nowhere to be found because the authorities are here. He had claimed to witness the world champion getting shot in the face. Now, we weren't there. We're in a different state. We have no idea what happened in Illinois. Right. We just don't know.
Right.
So he calls in. Sure. It was a great radio. You know what I mean? We were very thankful to get the caller. We took the call during worldwide pay-per-view, and he gave us blow-by-blow what was happening. And then you were asking specifically, hey, where's Michael? He couldn't answer the question. He said that James Evans...
Yes, that's true.
That's weird, right?
Very weird.
And then he says James was in the hospital, and then he abruptly cut it off. Now, I'll be honest. When he cut off the call, I was under the opinion. I was like, oh, well, he's distraught. He's upset emotionally, and he didn't want to be a part of it. The very next day, the world's champion shows up. Now, I was doubtful. He was wearing a mask of some sort, and I was like, there's no way that this is the world's champion. It just can't be. And he gets into the ring, and it's him, and he's built like him, and he's moving like him, and he's facing off against his father, which was a 90-minute match. Yeah,
absolutely. That was
like perhaps underneath
an
the
hour,
rocket.
Like at least an hour. I mean, it seemed like an hour, maybe a half hour, was them just going back and forth in that fucking grueling figure four.
And they kept turning it and turning it back and turning it over. And it was fantastic wrestling.
Yeah.
This is what you want to pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Florida Evans pleads with James to please throw the match again.
Yep.
I roll my eyes. Yep. What the fuck kind of choices is this man making? Because honestly, James Evans was the world's champion.
Yes.
That was the man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then there was the rumor that I've heard that I went to the family show, they only wanted them all to have the world title, and that James threw the match. I don't know this for a fact, this one, but the deal was that the Duke of Chicago would get out of violence in the near city of Chicago. So
I'm sorry, please excuse the noise. There's another rescue chopper going over.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, man. Maybe we can get some kind of update from him.
I'd like to get an interview from the authorities if at all possible.
Yeah,
today.
Me too. Is that Florida up in the airplane? Chopper, excuse
you're
me?
Kind of a racist because she's an African-American woman. You can't just theorize that it's Florida Evans. It doesn't make any sense to me.
What
right?
I'm not a racist.
No,
I'm friends with Mrs. Evans.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I thought I saw her up there in that chopper. I don't know. Maybe we can come down and maybe she can give us some words on what's going on. Or maybe we can get something from Vicky or
are you trying to get laid?
Skipper.
Like, everybody you're referencing, you're like, let me get this lady to talk to me. Hey, this lady will touch my weenus.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
That's it.
Is that what you're doing with yourself?
Right, sure.
It's sad. Like, this is a day of tragedy. Mr. Brady is not the world's champion.
He got
beat. This is a tragic evening.
He got...
Ross Perot could be brought up on criminal charges.
He got slipped suplexed so hard it ripped off a steel cable, dude. And
then you said that didn't really happen and that Wilkos did it. So I wish I'm
only
you're
speculating.
You're
I'm
suspect.
Only speculating it's that sad. When we had to jump out using those sky suits that maybe one of the blades chopped it and got the, you know, these are big steel cables,
man. Was that
man.
The scariest ever? And then, so think, we at least had those suits that you packed, thank God, right?
Yes.
Evans had nothing.
I know. I figured we were...
I'm sorry, Engels. I apologize. Charlotte Engels had nothing.
I figured we were going to the Grand Canyon.
She had her giant breast to break her fall, and that's all she had.
I figured we had, we had the disguise suits. It's the Grand Canyon. You know, like, I've always wanted to fly. Like I said, I mean, that's as close as you can get to being an actual superhero flying. I mean, if you think about it. You know, it's like skydiving, but you can, you stretch out and they're connected to your ankles and your legs and your arms. And I'm just happy we made it. I didn't realize we didn't know how to, what you guys didn't hear, neither of us knew how to land. That's the thing. We're still kind of new it, but
we survived. To be honest.
We survived, though. We're here. You know,
and you're still tabloid reporting as if nothing ever happened. You know, like here you are.
What are you talking about? We didn't survive.
We definitely survived.
Well,
no one is questioning that.
Okay,
I'm just saying that you're like, oh, let's speak to Vicky and touch her find her panties.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying like somebody on one of these. We our eyes down. We're up here on the cliff.
I am not going there. We're in this glass case, which is awesome, and you can see out the walls, and it's soundproof, and we have all of our microphone equipment protected.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, we're not allowed within a few hundred feet of the edge because of the investigation.
Your evil supreme leader is missing. The newly crowned world's heavyweight wrestling champion of the world, is missing
heritage
as well.
Champion, sir.
No, that's it's the belt is the heritage.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. It's the belt.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. It's the anniversary of the. It's still the world's heavyweight title.
I can't wait till Brady's finally world champion, and then we can have a real belt. You know what I mean? Like something fantastic.
I don't know.
For the ages.
That thing was so bread.
No, I loved it. It's gone. Like I love that belt. It's in a fucking crocodile stomach right now.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to find out. They're gonna have to. They're gonna have to. I guess. Maybe cut him open or something. I don't know. I mean, maybe Ingles got out of there, you know? I mean, he is Charles Ingles, man. He's a man's man, you know what I mean?
It's only been 4 hours. I mean, possibly alive. I really don't know.
That's a hell of a fall.
It's tremendous.
For anybody. I mean, seriously.
But continuing along with our recap, I apologize. Let's go back to the point at hand.
Yeah.
So, was the champion, I apologize for saying that, the former heavyweight champion, J.J. Evans... Was it a cyborg or was that JJ?
The
head came off.
I don't
off.
Know.
I feel like if the head comes off and it keeps moving, it's probably not a person. Well, or it's a much shorter man in the suit wearing a false head to appear as tall as JJ.
That, I don't know. All I know is it looked to me like something got shorted out. It's probably a combination of the sweat. I saw the thing sweating, though.
You did? I didn't really get that at the time. Yeah. So there was...
Well, even the sweat from James... You know, when they're wrestling, flipping back and forth.
No, but the cyborg sweat?
Yeah.
Because if you remember when you watched Terminator, remember they used to discuss it? They said you could in the first one, you could spot the robots because they had rubber skin.
Right.
And they didn't sweat. So it was like obvious that this isn't like a person. You know what I mean?
You know, the lights.
But he was dressed like, you know how they had
it looked just like, I don't know.
You know the medieval knights that wore the black?
Sure.
And their bodies were covered and the webbing and everything. That's what he was wearing. Yeah. You know
chain,
what I mean?
Chain mail?
Chain mail, kind of, but like not chain. It was like a fabric. Mm-hmm. So that's what he looked like. He looked like a knight in King Arthur's court, all black. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the headpiece, they said, well, he was shot in the face and this is so he can, you know, compete.
Right.
It made sense to me at the time, to be completely honest.
With his post-apocalyptic kind of... entourage, like I've said, like The Warriors or any of those films or Escape from New York or what have you. I really can't answer that question. I know that Florida was so upset, though, that we had Florida Evans here. I gave her my chair. I mean, you saw it. She went right up to the, got up on the ring apron. I tried to, you know, to keep her away from the danger, but she was going to have to see her son, I mean, and her husband. And she cried, I mean, profusely, and that's when that's when something shorted. I don't know what it was. Could it be, what is that? Who's calling?
I don't know. Let's answer the phones. Bear with us.
Let's do it.
Hello, this is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Can I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
Oh, yes, this here, Bobo Nobody. Hello. Any of it?
Yes, I can
Mr.
hear
John is there.
Yes.
Yeah, you're spreading lies and the controversy now. See, the champion is very, very hurt. You know what I mean? But I understand what I'm saying. You say cyborg and the robots, and why you do that, Mr. Johnson?
What happened, Buffalo? But what happened with the why did the something shorted?
Well, you see, what happened? It was the boy was attacked there. You see, the boys with the narcotics. You know what I mean? They done did the gunplay. And the boy got shot in the face.
Well,
now
I understand.
Now, and I had expressed this to you verbally. And you, what you're doing is you're twisting the facts now. And I need you to please cooperate.
Now, Buffalo Butt, can you clarify further exactly what happened in reference?
Now, stop trying to cut me off now. I'm trying to speak the truth now. It's very, very confusing. So the champion was injured in the face. Now, that's what I said. He was shot in the face. And what happened... is he was unable to compete the next day, you know. And so this man was very upset by it. He said, no, you know, the champion's got to come out. He's got to defend because the world is pay-per-view, Johnny Zoo. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that. And I just don't understand what Florida had to be involved in, the tears and the smoke.
Now, I don't know why you're bringing a man and woman now.
I saw electricity.
You need a woman out of this.
Mrs. Evans
is very upset when it does.
Oh, I mean, I gave her my chair. I was trying to defend her. I'm talking about what is the electricity that was coming out of
I was trying to get to the point now. See, the boy injured now, right? He cannot compete in the wrestling ring, right? So, Mr. Springle suggests, hey, you know, put in some prosthetics. Perhaps they will enhance the wrestling abilities of the Hell Warriors. And that's a good idea. You know, I'm the manager now. That's my job. So, So I had the boy put on. He was shot in the face there, so he wearing the mask. You know what I mean?
So are you officially managing the...
Oh, I have been for many months. I'm part of the James.
So I just want to confirm this, fans. Buffalo Butt is managing the Duke of Chicago.
I don't know how you didn't know this. It's very obvious. This is why I'm always calling the phone now. I'm trying to explain to you the situation.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So the champion now, he wear the prosthetics, and he was sweating. He was sweating when he was fighting in the ring, you know. Because he was shot in the face, John Azale. I'm trying to explain it. The boy was shot in the face.
I understand.
No, I don't. What I don't understand exactly, can you please clarify for us, Buffalo Butt, what on earth is with the world's heavyweight champion?
Let me tell you, boy, stop cutting me off. The champion was wearing the prosthetic that was given to him by Jerry Springer. Now, I know Jerry Springer out there to vilify the situation, but it happened. So it showed it out. And everybody but the champion is okay. Now, he was unable to defend the title in the Rocket, which is why they had sent Charles Ingles. You know, America's greatest hero, Charles Ingles. It's very sad that he had disappeared with the belt. But because of the situation at hand, we have felt we are going to take a grievance with the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
A grievance?
That J.J. Evans is still the world heavyweight champion.
Mm-mm. Unbelievable.
I have to go. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
I believe he has hung up the phone, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Oh, come on. But so he's saying that J.J. was wrestling, or the Duke of Chicago, excuse me, was wrestling with some sort of electric prosthetic?
That's exactly what I believe he said.
So he's saying it was J.J. It wasn't like a robot.
I got to tell you, the wrinkle, and I wish we would have brought it up before we were disconnected.
Yeah.
Why did the head come off? How can a man who's 6'9"
absolutely
have his head disconnect in the middle of a square circle and put it back on?
Yeah, and there was smoke and there was sparks and stuff.
There was like a fire extinguisher. Buffalo Butt had the fire extinguisher at the time, ironically enough.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was almost even to cover up something, too.
You think so, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm just speculating here. I mean, you know, when you put the fire extinguisher down there, it causes that white cloud of, you know what I mean? Like, we couldn't get a, you know, and it's not like we're in a regular arena. I mean, this is, you know, we're on the side of Grand Canyon here, man. I mean, you know.
Please excuse us. Another chopper's going overhead. There's a searchlight attached to it. Unfortunately, it's picking up the microphones. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no worries. I'm sure people would want to
know.
Do
you see Florida Evans in the cockpit again? You're going to wave at her and whip out your weenus?
Yeah.
Ah!
Of course I would, man. I love Mrs. Evans. Think about what she's been through over the last weeks and months leading up to this terrible event.
So, was it JJ? Is JJ still the champion? If we can't recover Charles Ingles, like if Ingles is gone,
right?
Does that make JJ the official world's heavyweight champion? He was never pinned.
Wasn't there a double pin in that match? Like
there was.
You know what I mean? Like he had him in the.
No, you're. I completely concur. 100%.
Yeah.
Both gentlemen, quote unquote, passed out from exhaustion.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3, double count out.
Yeah.
Now. We have to check the rules. We can't ask Jerry Springer. He's unavailable.
And we do need to get the other reverse side camera. Because remember, there's cameras. I mean, we're trying to cover action fans on both sides of the canyon.
But here's the thing, John. The police have taken all the footage. We can't access anything at this time.
Right.
It's been, you know, taken to, like, research and see what happened. If Ross the Boss was even here, which I say he wasn't. I saw nothing.
Well,
Johnny Zero is ready to testify. No, he's saying that this man hurts
him. I'm not testifying anything. I'm just telling you. I seen Jerry Springer get his ass whipped by Ross Perot. And...
You said it again. Yeah. Like, I'm not an attorney, but my goodness.
Well, it could have been a Ross Perot. There's a lot of Ross Perot impersonators out there.
That's true. There definitely are.
You know.
Like, there's a lot of Mr. Brady impersonators. Sincerely. So I understand. Like, then you have that level of fame.
You have the iceberg.
Titanic 2. It's coming to theaters. Summer of 2020, Johnny.
What exactly? I hear. Is he going to be directing this one and starring in it?
Oh, I don't think so. They couldn't afford him in that capacity.
Oh.
You have to understand. It's the world television champion.
How do you have a sequel to Titanic?
It's very clever scripting. Again, if you remember correctly, and this is true, Ben Stiller used to have a television series, okay? And this is in the 90s, and he had pushed at that time, there was a sketch where they were Hollywood producers, and they were like, let's make Titanic 2. And so what happened is there's survivors who adapted to live underwater, and their lungs changed to gills. Right, no, ready? And the Titanic sign is in the dirt, so they think they live in Itanny. Because the T's covered.
Oh,
but they
wow.
don't live in Itanny. Wow. It's Titanic.
Did he write this himself?
I don't know.
That's
I believe, the script. And now what's going to happen is there'll be a new iceberg that will show up and will decimate the underwater
Yeah, maybe, well,
colony.
Well, maybe he stole the idea from Brady.
Yeah, it's a very good possibility. I mean, sadly, you know, that was in Brady's, Mr. Brady's party days, you know? Yeah. And he used to, how do I phrase this? Indulge a great deal. And there's a good chance that he gave away the idea to Titanic 2, Itani, yeah, by mistake in one of his dazes, because this is before he went to rehab in the mid-2000s.
Right. Oh, really? I didn't.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. He had a tremendous drug problem.
I did not know that.
He loved the cocaine.
Did not know that.
That song Lit Up by that band Buck Cherry. He's in that video.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Brady. So it's a beautiful thing.
Which is actually shocked me, sped up.
The Kiss riff.
Yeah, no, it's really riff.
I used to say definitively that Johnny Zero could never have a conversation and not mention one of three things.
Oh, stop.
He couldn't mention Kiss in some capacity, right? The wrestler who you like, what's his name?
Wyndham?
Barry Wyndham.
Captain Marvel, Captain America.
No, neither of them. And then that guy who was a football guy and now he plays baseball.
Oh, Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow!
Yeah, yeah.
Who I heard is going to be a guest referee soon in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. I was going to save that for you for your birthday.
That's awesome.
It's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, that's fucking
great. But I got to tell you, now that the Supreme Ruler's gone, the contract could be fucked up. We don't know the situation.
He would be... Now, he was on that TV show.
Just a referee, not trying to compete, just trying to, like, come in. Because the thing of it is, Major League Baseball, he has a contract.
Technically speaking, though.
Yes.
That thing where they fix up the houses, and then he gave the house to, like, you know, veterans and people that
were
struggling.
But how's that make him a father, sir?
I that's what I was wondering. I didn't know if he had been in another team.
Well, no, he's an ESPN commentator, which I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
So he's branching out, and he's going to be a guest referee.
I didn't know. I haven't been following television.
But I got to tell you, contractually, it might not go through now because the Supreme Ruler is gone. He's been running the business for quite a long time. Like, Ross Perot, before he showed up, and Johnny Zero says did very violent things.
That place lit up like a fucking, like the 4th of July.
It was kind of, but there's kids, right? So if a Ross Perot impersonator, if, by the way, air quotes, puts his hands on the Supreme Ruler, and he causes bloodshed and fractured skull.
It looks like his jaw was completely detached, his bottom jaw. I mean, like, that's how hard he hit him. Because when Ingles peeled out and showed up, he jumped off almost immediately off the bike.
That's true. I remember.
I couldn't believe the agility for an older man. Ross, the boss, is nobody to play with. I mean, Jerry Springer had it coming, man. I don't think it was intent for him to fall off the cliff. But the punch was so hit with given the centrifugal, whatever you call it, force from the motorcycle, and then Ingles getting on the on the Knievel bike and everything like that. So I don't I don't wish any harm on anybody, but it's the best thing around the wrestling of Jerry Springer.
So the best thing for you is that Jerry Springer is no longer a part of.
Best thing for the sport of kings, yes.
The sport of kings, if you will.
Yes.
I gotta tell you. The biggest star we have is Mr. Brady. He's going to be away filming that movie, Titanic 2, for a while.
Playing the iceberg.
Playing the iceberg again, reprising his famous role. And I'm very excited for him, obviously. The TV championship belt has to be defended. That's a situation. Let's discuss that 70s tag team.
They were brandishing
the brand new World Tag Team belts.
That was great.
Platinum and gold.
Came in.
Beautiful belts.
Yep. They got anniversary belts, too.
Exactly. Everybody did. Everybody got upgraded.
Yeah. That was great. I thought that was amazing. I don't know what your problem was with Red Foreman and all that, but it was great.
He
brought Fonzie back, man.
The fact that they cheated to beat the Royals was kind of upsetting for me. Like, they had brought they brought in that stop sign, remember? And then, unfortunately, it wound up in Mr. Cosby's hands, and then he tried to swing it to get it out of the ring.
They got it first.
And it connected with OJ. It knocks OJ unconscious, and they pinned him.
Well, I mean, they are used to competing in the parking lot wars, fans bring your own weapons matches and so forth. I mean, and this is not a conventional, there's not a state athletic commission. And
there's no off season either in pro wrestling.
None whatsoever. Very well said. Outside the ring, I mean, would they have just like a rope tied up? I mean, I think it was a little different on the other side of the canyon, but that match was incredible, dude. That was incredible.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay,
they tried to use it first. Fight fire with fire.
But let's discuss this between us. I was a little taken aback. Cosby is officially a convicted rapist.
Yeah, how did he get?
Like before, when he was competing years ago, there were murmurs. But it was never convicted. Do you understand?
Right.
How do you get out of prison? Like, I know that Springer had juice.
I thought it was assault. Is it assault or actual?
No, it's rape. He's definitely a convicted rapist. He got three years, which it's at his age is kind of a death sentence, sincerely.
Sure.
And so I don't understand how they release him from lockup He comes here. I don't even know what state he's actually incarcerated in.
I guess Springer probably
pulled some strings of some kind, yeah. Something naughty.
Want something for ratings.
And then I wonder, why didn't OJ ever branch out into singles competition? It doesn't. He's a fantastic athlete.
He's not a TV dad, is he?
That's a really fantastic question.
I don't think he
is. I believe because his trial was televised for so long.
I get it.
It kind of got signed off on as a series.
Okay.
Or a miniseries. That's right?
That is brilliant.
And, I mean, I didn't come up with it, obviously. This is actually the work of Howard Cunningham, who worked that in originally, if you remember correctly.
Right.
Ratifying the original contract.
The greatest he was downgraded to being a referee.
But
he was the greatest referee ever.
I didn't like him initially when we got involved with the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. Yeah. But when he became the commissioner, it was hard to deny that he did things exactly how we want them to be. Like the best possible outcome.
Yeah, and I was surprised at the agility he had. Like diving over and getting the three counts. There was no slow counts.
Well, that was when he was down to the ref.
But I mean, like, I didn't realize he still had that much gas in the tank.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. I mean, there's a really good chance since the daughter was such a junkie that perhaps the father partake a little. We don't know.
I don't know.
They were in the 70s in Hollywood.
That's
making
Tony
happy
Soprano
days.
And Hitman Tony Danza.
Hitman Tony Danza is the devil. Yeah. Like, if anybody in this sport is the devil, it's Hitman Tony Danza.
It's Mr. Brady and him, yeah. I agree.
Wait, what did you just say?
Mr. Brady.
The iceberg from Titanic 2?
Oh, they have a connection with the BSC.
Why do you say things like this?
Because...
We know Mount Facemore is working for Tony Soprano.
Sir, I'm telling you, Joni Cunningham is dead. And it didn't have to happen.
I agree.
It didn't have to happen.
It's very tragic.
It's just horrible.
Now, you know what's interesting to me? Is the tool man, who I haven't seen in competition in a very long time,
very good worker.
Is down there heading up the search party right now for his fallen brother.
Yep.
And I hope that he returns to pro wrestling. Yep. The heckler has been away for a million years. He's even here.
Yeah.
The heckler's looking. I don't know what that's about. I think he was in conjunction with Springer in some way.
Yeah, I think the working man, James Evans, is going to limp down there as well. After being in that figure four leg lock for... With 60 minutes.
I think it was 30 minutes for that.
Still with a cyborg? I mean, this is a man
but it wasn't
machines.
A cyborg. Buffalo Butt verified that he was just merely enhancing the physical capabilities of a man injured with a weapon. It was for the good of TV Dad's wrestling.
But how did his head come off? You said it yourself.
I'm not going to lie. That was a weird one, right?
I mean, like, and he wasn't any taller than... You know,
he was the height exactly of what the champion
should
be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, like, Dick Shikai was, 6 foot eight, 6'9"?
6'9", I believe it's 6'9", in that realm.
Give or take, you know. But, not enough for an entire head to come off. I mean,
unless he's dead and there is no head and they're just putting in a complete cyborg, I don't really know.
I don't know. And
but here's the thing.
Strangely absent. Good.
Springer had no desire to have Evans versus Evans, which is the linchpin of day number two, to not happen. Like, that was the undercard to seeing Mr. Brady, who is the biggest star in wrestling today. So you had to have something to support him of merit.
And the greatest wrestler in the sport of kings, the frontiersman Charles Ingles. And let's be honest here, Ingles versus Brady is money in the bank.
Can I ask a question?
That's true.
Can I ask you a question?
High ratings.
We worked together. We worked together for many years.
Sure.
How come every single time we're trying to give attention to Mr. Brady for being the greatest athlete today in professional sports, have to take it back to Charlotte Engels? What is that about? Like, why are you so insecure?
I'm
flailing,
completely confident.
Like, here's the thing. Engels?
You've been talking about Brady all episode.
Because he's... I get nothing but constant text messages. Is Mr. Brady okay?
I'm letting everyone know,
if you go to the official Facebook of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, Mr. Brady has checked in as safe from the murder scene at Snake Canyon.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it is in fact a murder...
I'm sorry, the crime scene, I apologize.
Which one? We're talking about Joni Cunningham, or are you talking about...
Now, wouldn't that have kind of gone down with partying, if you will?
I would think so, but, the guy urinating on her body, that's not very nice.
I can tell you this.
Doesn't look legal to me. There's got to be something,
Mr. Springer has
shady
vanished.
About that.
Right? Mr. Springer has vanished. The entire Springer Mafia took the private jet and are gone. No one is in this state. No one's here.
Holy shit. Everybody has
left. So what we have is Mount Facemore.
Stashberg went.
Well, Stashberg, we don't even know if he's alive because he flew off the rocket as well.
Yeah, but he had the jetpack on.
No, no. If you remember correctly, sir.
I thought he had the chip back on.
He had the magnetic boots, and then they were erroneously demagnetized, and he had flung off the thing. Now, I'm not saying he passed away, but I think he's probably pretty fucked up, actually.
Right, right. But that was also as it was descending. I don't. It was before the cable snapped.
Oh, long before.
The massive suplex. But
That's because this has got to
be. This has got to be our best vignette, I think.
You know, I would have said that. I would have signed off on it. I would have agreed with you. But we have a vanished heavyweight champion. The television champion didn't get to win the strap, which is insanity, frankly. And then now he's going to star in Titanic 2 as the iceberg. We all know this. Yeah. And then you have like a situation where Joni Cunningham passes away from partying too much. And then
that's poor Joni.
The Supreme Ruler is just vanished. Yeah. He presumed dead. Yeah. And we're going to have Ross Perot possibly facing criminal charges. This is just madness.
We've got.
I can't say it's the best or most successful. It's very sad.
Well, I can only imagine.
I'll tell you. I'm sorry. As a tabloid reporter, I know you're wetting your pants. And you love it. Because you get to write your column. But, oh, my God. So many people passed away. Oh, my God. But it was a very tragic, sad event. Again.
No, man. It's a young lady's life is over, man.
I don't want you to overlook the most important question. Is Mr. Brady okay? And I want to stress to everyone, he has checked in as being safe from the crime scene at the Knievel Fest.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
After defeated at the Knievel Fest. But seriously, man, like, who is going to be at blame for this Joni Cunningham situation? That didn't look like, I mean, we only saw the last end of it. Did that look voluntary to you?
Explain. What do you mean, sir?
Well, with Mr. Big, Tony Soprano.
No, well, she's a partier. It kind of did.
Danza. What, I mean, urinating on her, man? I mean, come on, dude. That's pretty out there, buddy. You know, like, we only saw the last end of it. I mean, maybe she was poisoned. You know, our thoughts go out to Mr. Cunningham and Chachi and Fonzie and even Red in that 70s tag team.
Mr. Johnny Zero, I have to tell you, I have breaking news. We are going to go into the canyon for a live press conference that's going to go out around the world from the police that are searching. I'm not sure who we're going to hear speak.
Yeah.
But by all means, sir, could you please bear with us as we go down to the live press conference?
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Is that the body of Johnny Cunningham?
I think it is, John.
Oh, come on, guys. Get the hell out of here, man.
You're taking photographs.
Get a job, man. What the hell's wrong with you? The poor girl's dead, man.
They're exploiting you.
This is terrible. Somebody. Oh, man.
I'm Captain Charles Thompson. I'm here to speak on behalf of the local police department, and I want to say that Joni Cunningham, unfortunately, has passed away. We are presuming that perhaps the Supreme Ruler, as he's referred to as Mr. Springer, could be in some way no longer with us. That's the possibility. And sadly, we're going to take Ross Perot in for questioning.
What, you're going to take Ross the boss? I mean, have you found a body? Or?
Well, again, it's presumed to be passed away.
Presumed means based on a fact. What are the facts?
But, well, ironically enough, are you Mr. Johnny Zero?
Yes.
You had said into the program earlier that you had suspected that perhaps Ross assaulted Jerry Springer previous to his vanishing.
This is after that's a Ross Perot. Could be an impersonator. A lot of people dress up as Ross Perot. I mean, we even sell at our merch table.
I mean, he's not as famous as, like, Mr. Brady or something, you know?
And TV Dad's Wrestling is.
So what I'm trying to say is that we're going to take him in for questioning, and I'm not really sure what's going to happen in that capacity. It's very tragic about Joni Cunningham. By all means, take your photographs. And that's all we have to say at this time. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Isn't this a little bit tasteless?
And there you have it, Johnny Zero. There was the press conference.
Look, she's got green shit coming out of her
mouth. They keep taking the photos. We're going to step away from this situation. What are your thoughts at this time, sir?
Well, I didn't like that guy saying that. Like I had something against Ross Perot.
I got to tell you, I did warn you. I warned you that if you were speaking out of school, that you might be called to testify
Ross
later.
Ross Perot has been coming. What have they done? They have sabotaged his plane. They have tried to keep him out of power.
These are all theories. Nothing was proven, sir. We can't speak on that.
Yes, there is. Don't you remember? We have proof of
Please remind me. I don't remember.
Of Tattoo rolling out of one of the engines on the plane.
Again, I believe it's the guy from Game of Thrones. I don't think it was Tattoo at all.
No, it's Tattoo. The guy from Game of Thrones.
That really famous short person. He's like a New World famous actor. And I believe that it was perhaps him and not Tattoo at all.
Unreal.
Hervé Villaché, I do not think is the person in question.
Well,
I do know that there are crocodiles, and they are not indigenous to this region of the country
that
we're in.
That means they were flown
in. They were brought here.
Yeah,
they were brought
here. And these aren't little guys either. These are
now,
big ones.
It could have been Mount Facemore, frankly, bringing them here to try and throw off the world's television champion.
No,
that's
why would they? That's out in the plains, man. Why, I mean, like, why would they have...
So you're asking, why would they have, you know, alligators here? I'm telling you, they were brought in by Mount Facemore. Because they were definitely upset. They had a face-off against the world's greatest wrestler.
No, man.
They really, that's what it was.
I'm hearing that they were flown in from down in the Florida Keys to some island. Supposedly
you're hearing, see again with the tabloid reporting.
It's not
shame
tabloiding,
on you, man.
It's coming. I'm telling you, there is a mystery partner that Perot had from the beginning. So somehow Tattoo has, you know, somehow flown them in. These things are huge, man. I mean, as strong as Tattoo is, I mean, great middleweight, you know, tough competitor.
A little lightweight, little tiny person. I don't think it was Tattoo,
right,
but I understand.
Well, it's Tattoo. And
you've decided.
Yes. I have the picture of him. I've caught him like three times, man. I mean, like, you know, if it was once, okay, maybe it was just somebody, I mean, maybe it was just a fan of his. But he's been involved in just about every tragedy to some extent, I mean, one way or another, behind the scenes since the beginning of the TV Dad, right, since the initial broadcast. And, you know, it takes big men to lift those gators in. Here
and
we go.
That's the police captain leaving, I believe, in the chopper to leave the crime scene.
Okay.
It's just a weird day here. I don't know, Johnny. I gotta tell you, I'm a little upset about the whole scenario.
I think it's terrible, man.
I can't really understand what's happening. I wish that I could just let everyone know that Mike Brady is safe and he's not a part of this in any capacity.
Nobody gives a fuck about Mike Brady,
no,
man.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Twitter's
Joni
lighting up.
Is dead.
I know. It's sad.
Joni
isn't
is
it?
Dead. We,
it
I,
is sad.
The heavyweight, there's a new definitive world's heavyweight champion.
I have some really bad news for you.
And what's that?
Okay.
Jerry Springer is gone, too.
So, are you ready?
Go ahead.
You need to brace yourself, because this is upsetting.
Cool.
Jerry Springer is missing and presumed passed away at this time, correct?
That's what...
Ross the Boss is being brought up in some kind of charges.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who the acting governing staff will be for the TV Dads Wrestling Federation?
I couldn't tell you. I guess they'll have to wait and see.
It's Lawson, technically, because he's our he's our acting commissioner.
That piece
so
of shit. Ted,
technically.
Ted Bundy Lawson.
Ted, well, no longer Bundy.
Yeah, I know.
Lose the name.
That's true.
But Ted Lawson could ascend to be the acting owner in the absence, because he is the current commissioner.
That fucking child molesting piece of shit.
And the worst part of the whole thing is that Henry Winkler, who was the best commissioner we probably ever had under Charles, Mr. Cunningham.
I thought Cunningham was pretty good.
I liked him, though. I liked Winkler.
Yeah.
And now that he's a world heavyweight tag champion, he's out of the whole staff in that capacity.
Yeah, I
management's not his thing anymore.
See, I think Winkler went way too far out of his way not to be the Fonz anymore, and he should have went back to it. And I think it's just great. People love
and
it.
And now that he has become the Fonz again.
I mean, do you see him do that flying sunset flip off the top? That was amazing.
But now he's a world tag team champion.
Yes. She is.
And the belts were previously held by the Rhinestone Cowboys.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
This is true.
Michael Knight featuring Stashberg, a fantastic team.
Yep.
Previous to that, if I'm not mistaken, it was Michael Brady and Michael Knight. And then they had to put Stashberg in position because he had ascended to be the world TV champion.
Right, and this is after Brady left Lamont high and dry after
why
the Crockett.
Why do
the
you always take it back?
Because it's
to
the Crockett.
Negative,
it's the Crockett Cup.
But he's the Crockett champion still. He's still the champion. That's coming up shortly. They're going to defend that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen there.
Right.
He's filming Titanic 2. He's very busy. So he's again, he's reprising his role as the Ice Cube. It's breaking news. Everyone knows this.
Right.
I don't have to tell you. Crockett Cup's coming, though.
I can't wait. I got to say, this is the most, despite the tragedies, this is, the most exciting pay-per-view I think we've ever had.
You keep saying that, but
It's bad, man. You lost Charlotte Ingalls. She's dead, maybe. You lost Jerry Springer.
Charles Ingalls.
Dead.
Charles Ingalls just fell into water with a belt fighting alligators.
The number
and
one
they haven't
draw.
Found him yet.
The
that
number
doesn't
one
mean
draw in
dead.
Athletics
no,
today.
No body found or anything.
The number one draw in athletics yeah. today didn't win the strap. People are beside themselves that he didn't ascend to be the world's champion with the Heritage strap, no less. And right. Angles has to steal the Thunder and destroy the belt well, as opposed to letting it go to the rightful
heir. Hey, he suplexed that dude so hard that he ended with the float over for the pin.
He's
that,
so
that
fat
it snapped,
now.
It snapped the steel cage.
It's the love handles.
What
it's
are you
sad.
Talking about?
Listen, you're a tabloid reporter at
what
best.
About? He's, he, what are you talking about? He's the same exact body. He made weight before the... look,
actually,
look
Badger was signed up to face him. So when you say
no,
making
Badger,
weight.
Badger volunteered. Volunteered.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the next world champion that was present because of, you know, this cyborg situation with the Duke of Chicago, Jimmy Walker.
Sure.
And that was really, this is after he took on the team of the Ayatollah of Bipola, Sheikh Xerxes Muhammad Al Cleaver, Ward Cleaver, without his meds. And
because of Springer's former wellness policy. Right. Now that Springer's gone, well, here's
he wants ratings.
Here's the million-dollar question.
Sure.
Does Mr. Lawson, as acting owner, reinstitute the psych medications, and will this turn Cleaver from the Sheik back
to what? The Fourth Reich?
To the Fourth Reich.
I don't. That is a very good question.
That's a fine question.
It is a very fine question. But
now a question, a second
but,
question.
But Lawson
you.
Is a sick. Remember what that guy did. The horrors that he put Vicky through in that basement.
But he's the one that pretty much murdered Bud Bundy.
Yes. Yes, that he happened. Is. And he got away with it.
Well, obviously.
And then,
but then Frank Reynolds shot a man in the ring, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that was just a flesh wound. That wasn't.
You're like, it's just a flesh wound.
Well, he nipped his shoulder, Stashberg, but I mean.
But you're a tabloid reporter. Why don't you think that's a big deal that someone got
tabloid.
Shot in the
ring? Why do you keep calling me a tabloid reporter?
Because you work for a tabloid. Is that called
Pro
Wrestling
Illustrated? You weren't sitting there watching Frank Reynolds shoot that guy?
I just brought it up, sir. Yeah. I was
and he was reinstated,
myself.
And we haven't seen him in action.
Well, no, he was leading up to the Battle Royale. He was in competition. Okay. He was trying to make a go for it.
We'll have to get you guys results on that.
Like people like Wild Thing were eliminated early, which is upsetting.
Yeah,
we haven't seen Lithgow in a while.
Yeah, that's
the Black Magician didn't even try, which I find fantastically odd.
I thought that he had grabbed the Duke of Chicago and went under the ring into that cesspool.
You mean many months ago when they vanished underneath? Yeah, I believe so. That's a possibility. But here's the thing with the Black Magician has a bad
has
habit.
Has it been
of,
that long?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he has a bad habit of vanishing. He has those black like things with the smoke and then he disappears. So really, we have no idea where he is.
Yeah.
He could be in this booth right now. We wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even know. So here we are, and that's our situation.
Yeah. On the other side, folks, just to give you results, we did catch the Velvet one and the Dark Magician. Went to an hour time limit draw.
It was a draw.
Yeah.
There wasn't a winner in that match. So, again, I want to explain.
Lots of gimps.
You got to understand, and we have to explain to them.
Lots of smoke.
Please bear with us, tabloid reporter, if you possibly can.
Oh, my God.
While I try to explain before you go on your long-winded explanation.
Well, I know what a fan you are. If Gimpomania.
How dare you, sir?
You are a
I despise them.
You are a
so. There were several rings going simultaneously during Knievel Fest. Now, I was freaked out by the situation with the helicopter.
Sure.
So I would not go up into a skyway so we could do play-by-play for all of the rings.
Especially when we got Springer Mafia guys being our pilot without even knowing it.
So though technically televised on the pay-per-view, we didn't do any kind of play-by-play action for that match that we spoke about, which is the Dark Magician facing off against...
The Velvet one.
And it was a one-hour draw.
Yeah. And but it ended up with a lot of smoke bombs.
Most definitely.
Disappearing acts, but then the Gimps came in, and they formed, I believe they did combine to form Gimposaurus. It was just...
And then you have to have Lithgow come to the ring to rescue his partner. It was a very unique situation, to say the least.
Yes. It's just, fans, we're on two sides of the Grand Canyon here, and we had to stay on the side with the Knieveltron.
Oh, most definitely.
And the place was packed both ways. I mean, dude, there was a lot of people here, man. I mean, this was amazing. There was music in the day. It was just unbelievable. We have a new World's Heavyweight Champion, but yet we can't find him. He's missing.
I don't know if anyone's missing him per se, Mr. Zero. I do know that he isn't around. And that's fine, because what happens is the title should go to Mr. Brady directly.
Well,
he is the number one contender. He is the world's television champion. That's where we should be.
Well, that river goes down there quite a long way.
And yes, it does.
And it is nighttime, so, you know, I would, he might have just, I mean, he was battling alligators, and maybe he's just, you know, injured somewhere and got off, you know, somewhere and, you know, hiding out on it. You know.
How did the Bo Duke match shape up that he had in singles competition on the other side of the canyon?
He won. He beat,
wasn't it the Captain Shawshank individual he had faced?
Yeah, whipped him.
It was like a one-on-one match. It went for a while, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got that finishing move, on your feet. You know, he's got the on your feet finisher.
Now, John Goodman, along with Lamont Sanford, had faced off against the Real Frankensteins, which I find to be a unique match because they were both kind of faces. And the Real Frankensteins came out on top. They pinned Lamont in the center of the ring.
Which I couldn't believe because I thought Lurch was, I thought Bull was hurt.
It, most definitely. They were injured from the whole tirade of, what's his name, Sergeant Gwynn from a little while ago. But yeah, they came out on top. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to tell you the truth of it. Now, let's speak the truth between us.
Yes.
John Goodman is a fantastic singles athlete. He's a big boy, but and he's rotund.
He can go.
He can go, and he's very fluid in the ring, if you will, and he's a high flyer for such a big gentleman.
Cardio is unbelievable.
I don't feel that him and Lamont are that successful in tag team competition. I feel that perhaps if they break apart and they go for singles competition, they could go further, in my opinion.
You don't like the Dreamwalkers?
I don't know. I do like them, actually. I'm a
fan. Walking on sunshine.
It's just that, I gotta tell you, they're in the W column, there's not a lot going on, and they're not catching the fire I kind of thought they would. And they're friends with that 70s tag team. So at the end of the day, they're not going to go after the tag straps.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like this interesting dichotomy and situation.
Yeah.
And it's just my opinion.
I hear what you're saying. I just I don't know if they've been together long enough.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Not very long.
To because in TV Dad's wrestling, a championship can, you know, anything can happen at any time, folks. They're not TV props to us. You know, like we always say, TV Dad's wrestling is real and people are fake.
Another weird match was the Gimpasaurus and Barney Fife.
Ugh.
And Barney Fife just shot the thing
the jackal.
Foot and he pinned it.
Jackal.
Like, I mean, this whole use of weaponry in the ring.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Gwynn was also working security on that. He only pinned, what he shot was the mechanical apparatus that connects them together.
Okay, okay.
And he only pinned one of the little people.
So technically, that's not even a W. Is it? Maybe it is a W. You got the big money.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got Sergeant Gwynn, you know, he just keeps overriding the sheriff and Andy Griffith and Winslow. You know, the only two fair guys here. You know, who are also down there looking for searching the bodies.
Another bizarre match was John Ritter facing off against the snake, George Jefferson.
Yes.
Ritter pulled it out. He won.
Did he really?
Yeah. And I mean,
Captain Avenger?
Captain Avenger won the match.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Right.
The snake probably should have worked on the knees more.
Yeah.
Just didn't get around to it. And he kind of got beaten to the ground by the Avenger guy there.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. It's a tribute to Marvel in almost a way. That's great. But, you know, I would think he would have a little bit hot. Yeah, you're right, man. I'm actually come to think of it. Why didn't he go after the knees? You know, why didn't he? You know, because he's the snake.
No,
Snake Jefferson.
This is like a party situation. For all we know, Jefferson was hungover when he got in the ring.
Yeah.
He couldn't care. This is like an event.
There
was drinking and partying. Like, you know, when you go to the Super Bowl, they say the city, the whole city is a party.
Tailgating.
This was in a tremendous way.
A new definition.
So I'm not trying to make excuses. It's just that Jefferson perhaps was not his full self. It was interesting.
That's
to me.
True. That's a very, very brilliant point, my friend.
Why? Thank you.
Because this is this thing is kind of like it's a cross between Woodstock and like the Sturgis event, you know, where the motorcycle.
Now Jesse and Luke Duke had faced off against Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
And Shipwrecked pulled out the victory.
Well, who's going to mess with Skipper and Gilligan?
You know what it is? I think Jesse's a little too old for competition at this point.
Think so?
Jumping
one?
Because when you detail the tape, they're built very similarly. Yeah. That's not really true, though. Luke's a little bigger than little Buddy there.
Yeah, no, I got you. That's true. I would say speed-wise, I'd say Jesse, he's lost a step. He can still pull off that triple Lindy, the Rodney Dangerfield back to school dive he does on each rope. But as far as in the ring agility, you know, he has his problems there.
And in summation, know. Jim Varney had faced off against Gomez Adams and was getting destroyed and decimated in the ring by Gomez.
Gomez is a
kind of a bad guy, and he carries knives, and he's like stabby, and he's kind of into the thing.
Sure.
Of course, Peaches comes in and gets Jim Varney disqualified, and they just destroyed poor Mr. Gomez. It was colorful.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't know what happened, who actually won that match. The only thing I could see from my vantage point while we were covering stuff was that Peaches was dancing around in the ring in like Daisy Duke shorts.
As always, right?
Yeah, like prancing and stuff.
I gotta tell you, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Letter.
What'd you say?
I think he sent you a letter.
All right, that's the music. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 46 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Fans, this has been the Evel Knievel Fest wrap up show, Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial. Greatest pay-per-view of all time. Thank you for showing up.
We're going to see you live on Saturday morning. Thank you.